7.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning. And welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday morning and Labor Day weekend. I hope you're getting a chance to relax a little bit. Our last official holiday of the summer season. The kids are back in school in most cases or going back on Tuesday. So the fun and games for the kids is over. Mom and Dad can relax a little bit. And it's time for us to spend a little bit of extra time in the garden. We mentioned a little bit earlier in the program that the fall is the time of the year that the woolly adelgid will become active again on your hemlock. And to give you more information about using a product like Tree and Shrub, we asked our good friend Ken Kukurowski from the Bayer Advance Company to join us this morning to tell you a little bit more about Tree and Shrub. Ken, good morning. How's everything in North Carolina? Have you survived the big storm last weekend?
Yes, we have. And Paul, just like your opening song is, all the trees are green here now. Because we got some rain.
That's a good thing. Tell us about the woolly adelgid and hemlock tree. What should we be concerned about?
Well, this is a pest that if you have the hemlocks and you want to keep your hemlocks alive, this is a pest that you have to be concerned about, because this is a pest that will kill your trees if you leave the trees unattended. This builds up in high enough populations, sucks the sap out of the tree, and will eventually kill it. When I lived in New York, I had trees along my fence line that died because I couldn't use Tree and Shrub then. It wasn't registered, and there was nothing I could do about it. So it's something that will kill trees. Now, this is a pest, like an aphid. It's a sucking pest. But this is a pest that right about now, this fall time of the year, the females are finding feeding sites where they adhere to the hemlock, lay eggs, and then the eggs develop and the population explodes next spring. So if we can control the females now that are adhering to the branches of the hemlock trees, and they're only interested in hemlock trees, so it's a species-specific pest. If we can control those females now, you go a long way to controlling the pest overall. So now is the time to apply a product like Tree and Shrub, a systemic product that you don't have to spray. You can just drench it onto the soil surface that will be taken up by the hemlock tree, and as the females adhere, they will die because when the females adhere to the twigs and branches, they're feeding, and they will pick up a toxic dose and they'll die.
Now, Bayer has come out with a brand new Tree and Shrub, haven't they?
Paul, about every other year we come out with a brand new. Somewhere in my files I have the original recipe, but we've had new ones come along for a number of years, and the newest version is one that came out in the middle of 2011. I think it's called Tree and Shrub Protect and Feed 2, Roman numeral 2 on the end. And what it is, Paul, is the original active ingredient, imidacloprid, plus a new active ingredient, clothianidin, that might be hard to pronounce and they may be tough to understand, but what clothianidin adds is that it now works on caterpillars. It was a a weakness of imidacloprid, still is a weakness of imidacloprid, because it doesn't work on Lepidoptera. Those are, that's the order of insects that become caterpillars, that become moths and butterflies. And this other active ingredient, clothianidin, does work on caterpillars. So the new formula, besides the fact that it has a little bit of slow-release fertilizer in it, that's the feed part of Protect and Feed in the name, the new formula also works just as well on adelgids, works just as well on emerald ash borer, Asian longhorn beetle, and now the new formula will also protect your trees against tent caterpillars, gypsy moth, pests like that. The thing about the systemic insecticides like tree and shrub, however, is that you have to be able to make the application a couple of months before the pest occurs. So if you wake up some spring morning and you find you've got tent caterpillars on your plant, it's way too late. But if you think about it now, if you say, hey, I know that tree in the backyard always seems to get tent caterpillars, and you make the application right now, you just simply won't have them next year.
Wow. That's a great improvement, a wonderful improvement. Now, if they do it now, will it take care of the spring tent caterpillar and the fall tent caterpillar with one application?
I think fall 2012 might be pushing it, but I'd be interested in finding out from any of your listeners if they get that kind of application, but it definitely will take care of the spring ones. No question about it.
We'll definitely take care. And
I'd love to be able to tell you that, but I can't.
Okay. Now, this time of the year, we're getting ready for the fall. Temperatures are getting cooler, and we're getting insects that are saying, oh, it's getting kind of cold out here. Maybe I should think about moving inside. And like at my house, I get a lot of crickets that will come into my house. What should people do to prepare for the changes of season and insects coming into their home?
Well, Paul, there's probably two big things that people can prepare to do. And one is they can go around and inspect their crawl spaces, their foundations, their property, and make sure that everything is caulked and sealed up as tightly as possible. And that's a one-time event, and as it implies from what I'm talking about, it doesn't involve any pesticides. This is just a smart way of tightening up your house. Now, the one thing that you have to be careful about, though, is if you have a masonry house, there are weep holes that are put into your masonry, and you don't want to fill those. So you have to differentiate the weep holes from the cracks that occur. But if you go through and you tighten up all the cracks, you are going to eliminate a lot of places where crickets or millipedes or centipedes or ants can get in under your house or get in through your house. So that's the first thing you do, is inspect and tighten up your house. The second thing that you can do, if you have a crawl space and you have crickets that occur in the crawl space, you can get a product like Home Pest Plus Germ Killer, and you can spray on the inside of your crawl space, and that will take care of the crickets. You can also get a product like Complete Insect Killer for Soil and Turf and make a perimeter application on the outside. Most of the pest control operators right now that you would have a contract with, if you had a contract with a pest control operator, they would go around your property three or four times in the course of a year and make a perimeter application, you know, 2 or 3 feet up the foundation, 2 or 3 feet away from the foundation, making an application of something like a Complete, but professional version of Complete. And they have found that 90% of the pests that would come inside are stopped right there, and you don't have to make as many applications, or sometimes not even any applications, on the inside of your house where the living space is. So doing a good job on the outside, tightening up your foundation, tightening up cracks and leaks, and then making an application of the proper product on the outside of your property goes a long way to preventing those crickets from getting into your crawl space or into your basement. But if they do get in, there's products that you can use to control them there.
Now, talking about spraying the perimeter, is it too late now to treat the lawn for Japanese beetle grubs, or is that season over?
No, it's not. With grub control, there's really two ways of controlling grubs. You can go after them preventatively, or that's what we talk about, preventatively, because there are some materials that have been developed on the market that contain the product merit that you can make an application in May and June, and it'll control the grubs, all the different grubs, not just Japanese beetle, all throughout the year. But if you've forgotten to do that, and that happens, and in the rush of the summertime, you might forget to take care of grubs, then you can come back now if you see that there are birds in your yard, or if you see that the neighborhood skunk or raccoon is starting to rototill your lawn looking for what I call land shrimp, but grubs. You can use something like 24-hour grub control, and that will curatively take care of the grubs immediately.
Wonderful. Ken, hold on a second. We're coming up on a break. I want to talk a little bit more about the grubs, because I'm beginning to get emails, just like you said. Something is digging up portions of your lawn, and also talking about bringing houseplants indoors for the winter.
Even on Saturday, Dram watering tools are hard at work. For over 60 years, the quality and durability of Dram has been the professional's choice. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns with the revolver spray gun. Use a ColorStorm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality and durability you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at fine garden centers throughout the Northeast.
This summer, don't let the ground-feeding insects create a problem in your garden. Use the new and all-natural bug and slug killer from Bonide. And say goodbye to cutworms, earwigs, slugs, and snails, along with 60 other common garden pests. Also new and all-natural from Bonide is Captain Jack. Which spin is that? Destroy all those caterpillars in your garden, along with tomato hornworms, borers, leaf miner. That's Captain Jack. It's all-natural.
The weather has put a lot of stress on our gardens. Tomatoes are slow to grow, and fruit will have a problem to mature properly. If you had black spots on the underside of your tomatoes last year, eliminate them this year with Tomato Maker from Organic Labs. Tomato Maker will keep tomatoes healthy. To keep your garden organic and trouble-free, use Organocide. To control insects and diseases in all of your gardens, that's Organocide from Organic Labs.
Gardening is a lot of fun and work until the animals move into your yard for lunch. This year, stop the pollen with 100% organic animal repellent made by ShakeAway. ShakeAway Small Critter repels chipmunks, rabbits, and the dreaded woodchucks. That's right, woodchucks. ShakeAway Dormant Cat Repellent keeps your neighbor's cat from using your garden as a litter box. Only from ShakeAway. All ShakeAway products contain fox urine, proven to be most effective repellent for your garden. Go to ShakeAway.com.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're talking with Ken Kukurowski from the Bayer Advanced Company about things we should be doing in the garden. We talked a little bit about Japanese beetle grubs, and Ken, I'm still seeing Japanese beetles on some of my plants. How long will they be active?
Well, it's got to be near the end. That's the good news. But research has shown that females can, in fact, last for about 2 months in the course of the summertime. And they mate more than once, and they have multiple clutches of eggs. So, Paul, you've got to be near the end of the adult life cycle of this particular pest. Now, that particular pest that's laying eggs right now, probably the only way to control those is to use something like 24-hour grub control, which contains Dilox, which is the only curative rescue grub material on the market. When you make this application, it works in about 2 or 3 days, and it's gone in about 4 or 5 days. It has a very short life cycle within the soil environment, but it does an incredibly good job of controlling all of the grubs in the soil, not just the Japanese beetles that were maybe laid last week, if you still have adults there, but the ones that might have been laid a month ago that you forgot about controlling preventatively. But you've got to be near the end for those beetles.
I hope so, but I was cleaning out my vegetable garden. The wind from the hurricane, all my pepper plants are all leveled. So I was cleaning out the garden and came across them, so that's why I brought it up. Now,
that's where we used to have a bunch of them here in North Carolina, so Irene picked them up and took them up to Maine and dropped them off.
Yeah,
they're spending
they're all spending a Labor Day weekend enjoying the coast. Now, this time of the year, we should be bringing in our houseplants, ficus, schefflera, and all of our tropicals that we put outside. What should we do to those plants before we bring them inside?
Well, there's some things we can do, and I'm right now, Paul, my wife and I are doing that with plants that we have on our deck. There's some things we can do that aren't insecticidal. I mean, you should inspect the pots, make sure they're not cracked. You should be able to wash off the outside of them. And sometimes underneath where sow bugs and millipedes have congregated, you can just wash them away with a paper towel and some water, and they won't come in. But then you want to make sure that you'll spray your plants with a product that will take care of the insects and take care of the diseases. We have Natria products, 3-in-1 insecticide. We have synthetic products, 3-in-1 insect disease and mite control products. Spray them down well before you bring them into the house, and as much as possible spray the soil surface as well, because you could have some of these millipedes and sow bugs that are on the soil surface, just underneath the soil surface. And you want to control them so that you don't bring any hitchhikers into the house when you do finally bring them in.
So a good checkup first. So look them over really good, clean the pots, check the underside of your pots at the same time, and then check the plant thoroughly. And if you see any problems, definitely treat them with a systemic type product or a spray. That way you don't bring the bugs inside the house, because once they get in, it'll be very, very difficult to stop them. And I know the one thing I was always told in school, when the kids go back to school, all of your windows are still open because we still have beautiful weather. But you need to bring that plant in so that it can adjust to the new light conditions from being outside to coming in.
And you know, in the next springtime, when you're taking the plants outside, you notice a little bit of sunburn on these plants that have been sort of wimpy on the inside of the house. And then when you get direct sun in the springtime, you have to be careful about not putting them out or putting them in protected areas so they don't get sunburned. So it's a two-way street. You have to look at it two ways at two different times of the year.
Now, when you bring them in, how about feeding? Should they get a good feeding?
This is also the time of the year when I'll prune them back, and I'll give them a good feeding and a good watering. And you'd be surprised. You can get a lot of the life out of a lot of your deck plants on the inside of your house.
Wonderful. Ken, we want to thank you for joining us this morning. You have a wonderful holiday weekend, and we'll talk to you real soon. Thank you.
Bye-bye, Paul.
Thanks, Ken.
If rabbits have found your garden and are eating your flowers and shrubs, it's time to fight back with Bob XR. Just spray the foliage of your plants and they will move to your neighbor's yard. Bob XR will not wash off and will last for up to 2 months, even during the winter. If rodents ate your flower bulbs this year, be sure to treat your new ones with Bob XR by soaking them for 5 minutes before planting this fall. For honest answers about your animal problems, call Bob X at 800-792-4449.
Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just Wet and Forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein powder on the market. All other whey proteins are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is now the standard by which all other whey protein powders can be measured. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Optics Planet is calling all hunters, shooters, and outdoorsmen. It's time to gear up. As the best online retailer of rifle scopes, red dot sights, lasers, and other firearm accessories, Optics Planet has a special deal to offer GCN listeners. You may already know OpticsPlanet.com has the best selection of weapon lights, holsters, night vision, binoculars, and tactical gear on the planet. With incredibly low prices, free shipping on most orders, and USA-based phone support, Optics Planet is the online retailer of choice for discerning gun owners and outdoor enthusiasts. Featuring Loophole, Blackhawk, Eotech, Crimson Trace, Nightforce, Trigicon, Surefire, over 700 top brands. For a limited time, head to opticsplanet.com/GCN to get a free Streamlight Keymate, the world's most powerful keychain light with purchase. That's opticsplanet.com/GCN or call 800-332-OPTICS right now to speak with an Optics Planet product specialist. 800-332-6784.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available at all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you Himbi and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature, one person at a time.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vapriate e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning, e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. 800-259-9231. Just wanted you to know what's coming up. So, woolly adelgid and Japanese beetle grubs. Now, just be on the lookout. If you start to see a lot of birds on your lawn or you're beginning to find holes, they are looking for food. And that's a sign that you have grubs. So, it's too late to use products like GrubX and your traditional long-term. You need to use something that works fast to kill the grubs. So ask for help at your local garden center. Okay, Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Kevin from Mass with a question about his orchids.
Kevin, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hi, Paul.
Hi.
Hi. Actually, you inspired me when I went on that garden tour. I'm making a greenhouse in one of my rooms out back. And
wonderful.
Yep. I'm going to be playing all winter. So I had a couple of questions. You know the daylily, the pretty, like the blackberry and the little dainty lilies? I pulled all the seed pods off. Can I start new plants from those seeds? I know they're bulbs, so I don't understand why they make seeds. And then my second question was just about orchids. It's about the only thing I can't grow. When the petals all fall off, do you cut those two stems right down?
Yeah. The best and the easiest orchid for you to buy is a Phalaenopsis. And if you can buy a Phalaenopsis orchid that has two or three blooms on it and the rest of it all buds,
That Phalaenopsis orchid will bloom for a 4 to 6 month period. I love orchids, and the only orchid I will buy is the Phalaenopsis, because it blooms and blooms and blooms and blooms, and it lasts for a great long time. The only thing is, during the winter, put your orchid in a south-facing window where it's going to get plenty of direct light on it. And they will do wonderful, absolutely wonderful. And they will outbloom all of the other varieties of orchids that you can buy. So look around, and I guarantee you that if you get the Phalaenopsis, that you will not have a problem. Now, on your lilies, lilies are a bulb, but they also make a seed on the top of the plant. But you need to wait until that seed pod turns brown. Right now, it is swelling, getting larger and larger and larger. But if you pick it now, the seed will not be mature. So you need to wait until almost October. But wait until that pod right now is green, it will turn kind of a plum color, and then will go brown and get very hard and brittle. That's when you can pick the pod on your lilies. And then you can get some sterilized potting soil or seed starting soil, and you can start those indoors. But don't pick until that green pod has changed color, because right now the seeds are immature and they're growing. If you cut them now, they will not germinate. Great question. Thank you. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Barbara from Cape Cod with a question about her pumpkins.
Barbara, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hi, good morning, Paul. Thank you for taking my call. Just before we had Hurricane Irene come, all of my pumpkins died out to a borer. They went right into the main stalk. And I just wanted to know how to prevent this for next year. Is there something I have to do to my soil? And another quick question I had was, when do I harvest my sweet potatoes?
Okay. On your sweet potatoes, they are still growing now. So what I would do, get some liquid food like Miracle-Gro or any kind of a liquid food, and keep pushing until the foliage begins to turn yellow. And the ground is still warm, and sweet potato is a southern crop. So if you have them in New England, the longer you can allow them to grow, the bigger your potato will actually grow. So if you can liquid feed them until the foliage turns yellow, and I would say till October 1st, so give them another 30 days, and the more you can push the food on them, if you can hit them now, wait 2 weeks, hit them again with a liquid food, I think you're going to see more diameter and a much, much bigger potato on your plant. So I would definitely do that. And then you can dig them a little bit later on. But for now, do that. Okay? So give them time. They'll get larger. Push the food on them. And that will give them more energy to become a lot larger. Great question. On your pumpkins, if the vine is dead, that pumpkin, even though it's green now, it will turn orange in time. So if the vine is dead, pull it off, put it on your porch where it will get plenty of sun, and it will ripen all by itself. But for borer, you need to use a systemic. But you have to say to yourself, if I use a systemic, I cannot eat that pumpkin. Because when you put a systemic in the soil, it will be inside that plant, inside the pumpkin. So you run the risk of contaminating the pumpkin with an insecticide, so you will not be able to eat. If you want to eat that pumpkin, the borer will enter the vine from the soil and the next 2 to 3 feet of your plant. And if you can dust the actual stem of your plant with a rotenone or a tomato vegetable garden dust on a regular basis. If you get rain, you have to reapply. So that, because what it is a moth. The moth will lay the egg on the vine, usually from the where it comes out of the soil in that first 2 to 3 feet. It lays an egg on the stem, the egg will hatch, and then the borer will eat his way in and begin to tunnel out the center of your stem. So you can use rotenone or a vegetable garden dust, or what you can do is cut off a leg from your pantyhose. Cut it right off at the crotch level. Lay it right on top of your stem. That way, when the moth comes, it will lay the egg on top of the nylon. The egg will hatch. It will not be able to eat through the nylon pantyhose, and it will die on the vine. Great question. Thank you. 800-259-9231. Tom, who's next?
Next up, we've got Eileen from Rhode Island with a question about her orchids.
Eileen, good morning. How can we help you out
today?
Thank
you for taking my call. We bought an orchid plant, and the only instruction came with it that we had to water it once a week with 3 ice cubes. Now the blossoms are falling off. What do we do?
Okay. Is it in soil? Is it in bark? Do you know what the medium is?
It looks like it's in bark.
Okay. Now, what I do, that bark will become a sponge. And what you do is, once a week, take your whole pot, put it underneath the faucet, and give it a real good soaking so that the bark can be wet. It can absorb the moisture. And that way, as the roots develop, they'll have moisture, because orchids are a plant that if you were to go in the jungle, they grow in a tree. They don't grow on the ground. They grow in the crotches of a tree, in the cracks. So they get their moisture from the air and from the bark of the actual tree. So if you can take that container and all, put it underneath the faucet, get it good and wet, once a week, that's all you'll have to do. Now, the other thing is, orchids need to be fed. Most of the orchid growers, what they use is Osmocote. It's a time-release pellet. And it looks like a little BB. If you put a tablespoon of Osmocote right on top of your wood chips and kind of move the wood chips around so that they fall into the container. And that way, when you water, the little pellet will get wet. When the pellet gets wet, it slowly releases fertilizer, and you'll find that your orchid will do a lot better. And the Osmocote will feed your orchid for 3 months. So get into the routine that every 3 or even 4 months, give them another spoonful of the Osmocote Time Release Fertilizer, and they'll do wonderful. Now, from September until May, orchids will do best in full sun all day long. So if you have a south-facing window, perfect. An east is okay, a west is okay, but during the fall, winter, and early spring, your days are getting shorter. So you need more direct sunlight. During the summer, you can take that orchid and put it in a north-facing window. Or, better still, put it outside in the shade, and they will do absolutely wonderful. But water once a week, use Osmocote. And from now until May, direct sun all day long, and they will do wonderful. And it would not be uncommon for that orchid to make a brand new flower stem during the weeks to come, even though they are blooming. But see, when you use ice, cold water, orchids, tropical, put them under your faucet, nice warm water, get all of that bark good and wet, and you'll be in great shape. Great question. Very timely. Thank you. Today, more of us are trying to garden organically. To garden organically, you will need good gardening soil. To have good gardening soil, you will need good organic matter. The best form of organic matter is compost. Compost piles will take a year to make good compost, and the best part leaches into the ground. Most compost piles do not get hot enough to kill weed seeds. And if you buy compost by the bag, it's expensive, $7 or more. My dad made all the compost for his entire neighborhood with his compost tumbler. He filled his compost tumbler with as much as 6 30-gallon trash bags of yard and kitchen waste. And in just 2 weeks, he filled 2 wheelbarrows with rich, weed-free compost. That's about $50 worth of bag compost. Go to paulparent.com, click on Sponsors, and then Compost Tumbler for information and a special discount pricing code. The Compost Tumbler at paulparent.com.
The problem with weeds, you kill one and a new one pops up, which is why you need Roundup Extended Control Weed and Grass Killer plus Weed Preventer. It does two jobs at once. One, kills the weeds you have down to the root. Two, prevents new weeds from growing for up to 4 months. That's right, one application and your weed killing is done for up to 4 months. Roundup Extended Control, available in the easy-to-use pump-and-go sprayer with up to 5 minutes of continuous spray. The easier way to kill weeds and keep them away.
Japanese beetles, emerald ash borers, and aphids prevent those nasty little bugs from nibbling away at your trees and shrubs with Ortho Bugbegone year-long tree and shrub insect control. It kills damaging insects with one easy treatment and provides systemic protection to prevent new infestations for up to 12 months. Enjoying your beautiful yard is easier when you show the bugs there's a new sheriff in town with Ortho Bugbegone. Buy it today at your independent garden center and hardware store.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild chaga and birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body. and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
We don't need to convince you that the threat of forced entry is on the rise and that your door locks are inadequate. Now you can virtually eliminate the threat of your door being kicked in with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel offers standalone door kick-in protection for under $67 and installs in minutes on any door. Turn your home or apartment into a fortress. Get the Door Sentinel at SentinelSecurityGroup.com or call 678-648-6757. The Door Sentinel, always on guard for you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com, the Maine name in military supply.
Well, good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. 800-259-9231. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Fred from Massachusetts with a question about rhododendron.
Good morning, Fred. How can we help you with the rhododendrons this morning?
Good morning, Paul. 17-year listener, first-time caller.
Thank you.
Paul, I noticed yesterday, and I did not notice it 2 weeks ago when I was mowing, in one of our rhododendrons, we have a huge wasp nest. Now, it is over the size of a fully developed human head. And I was watching them last night. They were all coming in at dusk. There is an orifice at the bottom of it. It's a little over an inch in diameter. And my question to you is, what would be the best way to handle it?
Okay, well, there are two ways.
Yes, sir.
We have coming up at the beginning of the next hour a woman from a company called Rescue. And Rescue has developed a trap that will capture all of the hornets and wasps. So that will trap them and take care of them. If you get a lot of the, like a hornet and wasp spray on the foliage of your rhododendron, you run the risk of burning those leaves. Now, the best time to kill all those hornets is at night when they do come in. So if you can get a direct shot at that paper nest without hitting a lot of the foliage, wait until dusk. They will all be in the nest. all of your bees, hornets, and wasps find their direction to and from their home with the sun. So when the sun goes down, if they're not home, they have to sit and stay the night wherever they are. So they will, 99% of them will be in that paper nest when it starts to get dark out. So I would get a hornet and wasp bomb that has a jet nozzle. And as long as you don't gather all over the foliage, the product that you would use, if you can soak that paper home with the hornet and wasp spray, it will penetrate through the layers of paper and kill everybody. So go out when it's dark with a flashlight. They're all in there. Hit that nest and you'll be in good shape. If you do it during the day, most of them are gone. And they will come back, see that the nest has been damaged, and they'll make a brand new nest. And in the fall of the year, they'll make that nest very, very quickly in a different location, and you haven't solved it. But doing it at when it's dark out with a flashlight and a direct shot will solve that problem very, very quickly. And then in the morning, when everybody's dead, take out your garden hose and take your nozzle and give it a real good blast to break up that paper nest, and you should be in good shape. But don't try and spray it during the day, because they will see you and you're going to have to run like crazy. So at night is the most effective time. But there is a brand new trap that is very, very effective. And coming up at 8 o'clock will be Rescue. They have developed a hornet and wasp trap that works with hormones that will attract them. And once they get inside the trap, they will dehydrate with the sun. So maybe if it's a real big nest the size of your head, hit it at night with the hornet and wasp spray. If they are still active, then buy one of these hormone traps. And again, coming up right after the news, we will be talking about these new traps. One for stink bugs also. Right after the news, coming right your way.